Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! What is going on? My name's Hartzell. That's Kitty. Hello, Kitty.
What is up?
How are you?
I'm as good as a person can be during Groundhog Election Week.
Yeah, I feel like we're going in a big circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is weird. This whole process has been so odd. What's today?
November 5th.
November 5th. Remember. The 5th of November. It's one of the problems with podcasting is that, you know, when you have an election that's, you know, in chaos, no matter what you post, it's going to be old news if something happens. So I was trying to wait. You know, I was trying to give you the most up-to-date information. You know, the KC Morning Hoes deserve that, Kitty, right? And that just kind of led to me, you know, being on the couch and then got comfortable.
Who hasn't been glued to their TV?
Right, that's what happened.
Like, do you guys even have time to listen to a podcast? I know I don't.
So I apologize. But all that being said, Kitty, had to do a show. I had to feel normal some way. This is our normalcy, Kitty. The KC Morning Show.
Yeah.
Let's do a weather dealio. We're going to look forward. Tonight, y'all, 51 degrees. Clear skies. Winds just light. Very, very light. Usually I give you a sunset time. How about this? I'm going to give you your moonrise time, Kitty. Are you curious?
I'm going to be disappointed with the answer.
It's 8:53.
Oh.
Remember, this is the moon, not the sunset.
Yeah, you know.
We're doing this show a little late today, so I figured the sun stuff, we've already moved past that. That's why I'm not giving you your high. You've already experienced it. But yeah, you know what, though? Tonight, when that moon rises at 8:53, you're going to thank me. Tomorrow, though, looking nice, partly cloudy, 73. Also, we're stepping on the lead, Kitty. It is 70 in November. What the hell? I love it.
Classic Midwestern frickery.
Nobody knows what's going on. We are all just completely in this state of confusion. I'm going to try to exploit it. I'm going to soak up these rays, baby. Get that vitamin D. Woo. Especially now it's getting dark early. Go outside, y'all. Breathe.
Breathe again.
When it gets dark at 4:15, I'm just like, you know what?
I don't.
What's even the point anymore? I hate it. I'm trying to adjust. I'm trying to be positive this year. You know, this is a new leaf. Pandemic has made me reevaluate everything in my life, so I'm trying to do things differently. That being said, it's tough. And then you got this week with all this chaos, all this ridiculousness. What are we to do?
Hard to tell. You know, I found myself dozing off every night around 9:30, 10-ish.
You didn't make it through election night.
I have not made it through a single
one of
these nights.
I bought a cake. Because, you know, election day. I want election day to be a party. I think it should be. I think it should be a holiday. We should, you know, have that day off. And we're going to work on that. We will. So I went to Hy-Vee, bought us a cake. I thought it looked beautiful. Nice rainbow style cake. Thought it might be an early night on Tuesday. Ha! What a fool I was to think that. But I'm still eating that cake. Had cake for breakfast now 2 days straight. Because we're still doing this. Election days. D-A-Z-E, am I right?
Mm-hmm.
You like that one? It's a weird show today, Kitty. We're just doing brunch. We're not going to do a news thing. It's just you and me at brunch. We're going to kick it, girl. You're a little bit lit already. I can see it in your eyes.
Okay.
I'm already there. Uh-huh. So we're just going to shoot the talk about life for a while. I got some friends on the show. Thunder Gong. You know what I'm talking about? This charity event that Jason Sudeikis puts on. You know what I'm talking about? Jason Sudeikis and friends. So I'm talking like Fred Armisen.
Ooh.
Talking Will Forte. Wynonna Judd is going to be doing this thing,
oh my
Kitty.
Gosh.
Brandi Carlile. Madison Ward. Our guy Madison Ward is local.
Mm-hmm.
Love me some Madison Ward. And the Mama Bear. Thunder Gong is going to be happening November 14th. So we're going to talk to my guy Billy Brimblecom Jr. He is the executive director of Steps of Faith. That charity is the reason why all this happens. Helping amputees in KC. Some amazing work. A good chat. And also, there's a few surprise guests that will be playing Thunder Gong. I can't tell you. Well, I'll tell you, maybe, Kitty.
Oh.
It's one of the biggest bands of all time. I know I love wrestling. Y'all know I'm a pro wrestling dude.
Mm-hmm.
I can be a bit hyperbolic, as they say. But no, like, it's legitimately one of the biggest and best bands of all time, and actually also one of your favorites.
Ooh.
Uh-huh. Kitty, what's the update? Look behind you. We're doing this show in real time because, you know, we're trying to keep it as timely as possible, but, you know, we're doing an election in real time. What are they saying? Because I got money on this, Kitty.
It looks the same.
I got $450 up for grabs with this election, y'all. I was that dummy who, you know, bought into the polls. I was like, what? Joe Biden in Texas? Give it to me. Florida? Absolutely. No problem. Out of Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Iowa, Michigan, Minnesota, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, or Wisconsin. Out of those states, I had Joe Biden to win exactly six. That was plus 850. Seems like a good bet. I don't know anything about this. We've been hanging out with Benny Heisler too much now. I guess I'm a gambler. I need that Georgia upset, Kitty, because I originally had Florida. This is my March Madness. Okay, let me have this. I had Florida going to Joe, and when he lost it, that means I needed one of those that I didn't think was going to happen to actually happen. I didn't think Georgia was going to go blue. I think Georgia's going to go blue. So, let's go. And you know, Kitty, in this time of so much, you know, uncertainty, we don't know what's going to happen. Kitty, I need structure. I need someone to say it's going to be all right. I need you to give me a list.
You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
I got a list for you, Kitty. Presidential cliffhangers. Add 2020 to that list. Right up there with 2000.
Okay.
The five most brutal movie cliffhangers of all time. Number five on this list, Back to the Future, Part 2.
Is your name Marty McFly?
Yeah?
I've got something for you.
Who the hell are you?
Western Union. See, we've had that envelope in our possession for the past 70 years. It was given to us with the explicit instructions that it be delivered to a young man with your description, answering to the name of Marty, at this exact location, at this exact minute, November 12th, 1955.
Need any help? There's only one man who can help me.
The second installment of Back to the Future. It ends with Doc Brown getting, what am I saying? I gotta stop.
I haven't seen.
Oh, this makes it so difficult for me. And I'll be honest, I'm gonna spoil a bunch of these for you on this list, but I do want to see your genuine reaction to Back to the Future, because I love all three of those. My dog is named after Marty McFly, so I'm not going to spoil this one, because I want to see your face on that one. Very rare, Kitty, that a sequel surpasses the first. I think that happened in Back to the Future 2. But you get the memes, right? You know, the almanac memes and all that stuff. You get the references. You just haven't seen the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, this is difficult. Okay. Number four, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. This is the second of those new Jurassic Parks. Did you see this one at all?
I think so.
Some of the, you know, the clones and all that?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Spoiler. Yeah. You know what?
Oh, I did see that one. You know what? Yeah, crazy.
There it is. What's the update on Chris Pratt? Did we cancel him yet? Or
why
or
did they cancel him?
Because I guess he's kind of a douche. Spoiler.
He doesn't seem like a dude.
Never meet your heroes. Ugh. Number three, Avengers Infinity War.
So, Klein, we'll meet him. They okay?
There's no one here.
Call control. Code red.
I don't know that I ever even saw the first Avengers.
Have you not seen any of them?
You
really let me down. Look at the studio you're in. This is a pop culture haven.
I know.
And you haven't seen anything.
When Avengers came out was the first time I went to the drive-in, and you can imagine how that night went.
This is the thumb snap, you know, when everybody was dissolving. I feel like for you, I just have to describe these movies in the memes.
That's the second one?
The first one. This is the first one
they dissolve?
Right, and then that gets to Endgame, you know, because it's the end game.
Is that the one with the guy and all the rings?
Yeah, Thanos. There you go. Thanos. See?
With the gemstones.
So that's what we're going to do. Whenever you don't know a movie, we're just going to describe it in the memes that have come out of that movie.
That could actually be a really good form of Jeopardy. Or not Jeopardy. What do you call it? Charades. That could be like a new party game, like charades.
Meme style.
Yeah, meme style.
Write that down.
I have the card game, What Do You Mean? But charades meme style would be hilarious.
That's ours now. Dibs.
Copyrighted.
Your runner-up, Jason Goes to Hell, The Final Friday. The introduction of Freddy Krueger into Jason's world. Oh, my God. But obviously, I had to get to this one. Number one. I didn't realize this was number one when I chose this list. It's just a nice, happy, you know, coincidence. The greatest movie cliffhanger of all time, Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back.
Obi-Wan never told you what happened to your father.
He told me enough. He told me you killed him.
No. I am your father.
No. It's not true. That's impossible.
I think it's the only one I've truly seen and appreciate.
How do you top something that's actually perfect? Well, guess what? They did it. Empire Strikes Back.
Number one on the list, number one in your heart.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
The KC Morning Show.
Hey, if you're an entrepreneur, your business, it's your everything, right? You give it everything you got. You go hard in the paint. Every ounce of sweat, every pot of coffee, every all-nighter, it's worth it because it means that much to you. This November 16th through the 20th, get more of everything your business needs during Global Entrepreneurship Week, Kansas City. We're talking workshops with advice and real solutions because when everything changes, anything is possible. Register today, gewkc.org.
Your style is unorthodox, but effective.
The KC Morning Show.
One, two, three. Thunder!
It's gonna be a long-ass night.
Thunder Gong, November 14th. Going to be streaming this thing worldwide. Jason Sudeikis and friends, this concert, this benefit is me helping out our friends over at Steps of Faith. Well, here on your KC Morning Show, I have Billy Brimblecombe Jr. He is the executive director of Steps of Faith. Billy, my friend, my brother, welcome to your KC Morning Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Billy, my friend, y'all do some amazing work. I can't believe it's already year four. This is wild. Time flies. Obviously, a little bit different this year with the situation and the pandemic, but what can we expect in year four of Thunder Gong?
It's the same, yet completely and totally different, and it is normally, you know, a big live concert crazy variety show that happens at the Uptown Theater, and this is a big concert crazy variety show that is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger, but it will be on your on your TV or your it will be on your internet.
All the internets. And you know, what y'all do is you help uninsured and underinsured amputees get prosthetic limbs. Do you have a running total just from year one to now of how much, you know, you all have raised with Thunder Gong and doing all this?
Yeah, that is an easier answer than what the organization's raised since we started, because Thunder Gong started a few years into the organization. Steps of Faith started in 2013, but the first Thunder Gong was in 2017. So I know that the 3 years of Thunder Gong have raised collectively, you know, it was like 150 grand the first year, and then the last 2 years was about 300 grand each. So for us, let me put this in perspective. We're such a small organization, especially in 2017, but still, our budget for the year was $150,000. There was one full-time employee, me, one part-time employee. We had a free office. We had a part-time accountant and bookkeeper, and we were going to help 52 people. So we ended up, basically, I went to Sudeikis and he had helped before, but it was the first time I'd ever had to ask him for money, you know. But I mean, part of running a nonprofit is asking people for money. There's two very specific sides to the business. There's the what you do part of what you do, and then there's the raising money to do it. You know, that's what makes it different than a for-profit. So yeah, I went to him and I asked for help and he gave it, and that got us over the hump. And I said, also, this is the year. Let's do this event. And so 3 years of Thunder Gong, collectively, you know, $850,000 probably. We've helped over 400 plus people. And our goal for this, like last year, we wanted to help 100 people. We helped 133. And this year, the goal is 150. And I got an update an hour ago that we're at like 145 folks that we've helped. So yeah, Thunder Gong has been a game changer for Steps of Faith. It's really just incredible. And then like for me personally, it's like a kind of a dream come true.
Details can be found at thundergong.org. So, you know, you said you hit up Jason, you said, let's do it this year. Let's do a thing. How do you guys know each other?
He's just one of my best friends. We've known each other since we were teenagers. We met in 1995. I was 18 then and he was 19. And we were both young kid performers at a place called Comedy Sports, which was an improv comedy club in the River Market. So no, Jason and I've known each other, you know, what is that, 25 plus years, you know, he's in my wedding and I was in his, and yeah, we're just old friends. He's my brother.
I'm looking at this lineup. This is incredible. Jason Sudeikis, Will Forte, Fred Armisen, Brandi Carlile, Blake Shelton, Wynonna Judd, Nathaniel Rateliff, Madison Ward. He's homegrown guy. The Get Up Kids, more homegrown. So this lineup, this day, it's gonna be great, man. Details are at thundergong.org, November 14th.
I will also say there are people that we have in the can that are confirmed that we're kind of in a various states of planning to announce now and the 14th.
Do you now?
My favorite band in the world is going to do it, which if anyone knows me might know who that is. They've been asked every year. We literally scheduled the first year around this band.
Oh,
there is a member of another band from that era. Then there is also a young female pop star, not Taylor Swift, but probably the biggest star in the world.
So we're going to know these people. We're going to know who you're talking about.
There's like five more really big names, like really, really, really big names that are coming. So that's why I would say RSVP at thundergong.org. The event is free. You don't have to have a ticket or a code or anything in order to watch it, but RSVP keeps you in the loop and you're kind of the first to know about these people, and then you don't miss it and you're reminded so that you don't forget, since it's a thing that you can watch for free.
Tell us more about Steps of Faith. What can we do outside of the event? How else can we get involved? How else can we help?
Steps of Faith helps uninsured and underinsured amputees. We help people get back to work, get back to life, get back to caring for their families, get back to supporting themselves, get back to supporting others, their communities, et cetera. We really are changing people's lives. I am one of those people. I lost my leg to cancer in 2005, so I understand the impact of this. It's not just a physical thing. It's really everything. And so to answer your question, Thundergong is free. Normally, it's a ticketed event. It's at the Uptown. To support Steps of Faith, you can donate at any time at stepsoffaithfoundation.org. We survive on donations. Those have been down this year, even though we've continued to help people, and that number has spiked due to people losing health insurance because of losing their job. That's why we're doing this Thundergong thing and making it happen hell or high water online. So yeah, for people, you can support Steps of Faith at any time, 24/7, at stepsoffaithfoundation.org, and then thundergong.org. You can also donate there. But really, we want people to watch the event. We want people to watch it in real time as it's streamed live, and we want people to hear the stories we tell of the people we've helped. Yeah, we want people to see these stars and be entertained in the process and donate. And normally we're way sold out of sponsorship by now, but that's related to seats in the Uptown Theater, and that's not a thing this year. So if you're hearing this and you want to sponsor, it is not too late. Let's do it.
It's going to be Saturday, November 14th, 7 o'clock, RSVP. thundergong.org. Join Billy, join Jason, and a list of friends. Wink, wink. Nudge, nudge. I'm excited. I'm very excited now.
Yeah. I'm so excited that I'm overwhelmed. It's crazy.
The good kind of overwhelmed that we need right now, Billy.
I mean, that's the thing, man. You know, in a normal non-pandemic apocalyptic climate, like it feels like we're in right now, you know, Steps of Faith is a light in a dark place. We're the good news in a sea of bad news, right? I mean, when I finally got my prosthetic leg, that was like, okay. I mean, you know, I can't state that enough. And so in particular right now, we're just trying to put out good vibes, man. We're here to help people in Kansas City, and we're here to help people all across the country. We're doing it all day, every day. We're going to keep doing it. So we just ask that people tune into this entertaining thing that we're putting together with all these folks and donate so that we can just keep doing it and keep being a light in a dark place. And this really is a community effort. We're meant for community, whether it's you and I becoming buds talking right now, whether it's your family by birth or your family by choice. That's the best thing about Thundergong and the best thing about Steps of Faith is it's just a team effort. You know, it's all a small team, but I like that it grows. And that team includes people that just want to come on and be sponsors and help us out financially. I mean, it really is a beautiful community that has given my life really immense joy and purpose. And I'm just really thankful that I get to do this as a job, helping people that are in a tough spot like me. And we have a really fun way to raise money to make that happen, you know?
Billy Brimblecom Jr., he is the executive director at Steps of Faith Thundergong. That is November 14th, RSVP, thundergong.org. Billy, my brother, I'll see you on the 14th.
Thank you so much, man. I so appreciate it.
You gotta fight for your right to fight!
The KC Morning Show.
Kid A, what we doing? In lieu of Wednesday wisdom, it's a Thursday. That's Kitty. My name's Hartle. It's your KC Morning Show. What we doing? What you want?
How about a hashtag hijack?
Oh, you like that? You know I love when we ride coattails. Let's do it.
I love it.
Hashtag hijack.
Yes, election 2020 style.
Oh, you're just going to go with the big one, huh?
I'm going with the big
one. Just going with that first one. Yes, let me hear some.
Well, I've got a few I've been cackling at for the past few days.
You know I need that.
Saved them.
Let me do this. Boom.
All right. My mom said she can drop us off at the Civil War if your mom can pick us up. I think it's cute. We're all pretending we'll be back to normal on January 1st, 2021. I love that for us.
Like the snark of these, I can already tell it's all Gen Z, and I'm here for it.
That, and you made the comment, our timelines are completely different. I'm seeing some of the greatest content ever put out on Twitter. This one said, remember to put your I voted sticker under your pillow tonight so the election fairy leaves you a Xanax. This one was the best. It said, I want it. Joe Biden, need Joe Biden, or whatever T.I. said.
Yes.
Oh, and of course.
Yes.
This one was great. Good evening to Kansas City, Columbia, and St. Louis only.
Your timeline was so much funnier than mine.
It was.
Mine was either super woke, like too woke, like come on, y'all, I can only take so much. Or just super mad. Yours is funnier than mine. I like your timeline.
You know, everyone's talking about collecting their 8th stimmies after replacing Biden's dementia meds, multivitamins.
Also, I love that stimmies are things. I love that we're doing that.
Yeah.
I want this to be like a wrestling angle from the 90s, you know, like Biden goes on stage and he pulls off the mask to reveal that all along it was Barack Obama the entire time. Hey, Michelle, baby, can you go get them Biden bucks? Where's that stimmy money?
Oh, they're Biden bills.
Hey, Joe.
I had a good tweet, actually.
Let me hear it.
Said, what will we do if we can't make fun of Trump anymore? Grow up? Get a job? Stop losing family members? None of those am I prepared to do yet.
We'll talk about this tomorrow when we do a full show, do the news and everything. My man's gonna run again. Check the timestamp on my tweet. I was saying this before anybody else was, before any tweet was picking up on it, before the news folks were talking about it. I said, why would he not run? He got 55% of white women, the supposedly woke white women. He got more of them this year than he did in 2016. And he got more votes total. Why would he not run again? Why not? He's got a re-election slogan that's built in. Anyway, we'll talk about that tomorrow. But for now, I'm going to go get that victory cake that's been sitting in the fridge now, on again, off again for the past 3 days. It served as both breakfast and dinner and the occasional snack, too. Going to go buy another bottle of champagne. And maybe we'll see if this happens tonight. We'll see.
Whew.
Kitty, where can people find you?
Oh, they can find me curled up in the fetal position. Other than that, I am at Holy Hearts.
You can get me at Hartzell965. If you want to get a hold of the show, at The KC Morning Show on Instagram, at KC Morning Show just about everywhere else. Also, if you wouldn't mind, y'all, give us a review.
Yeah.
I want to up that a little bit.
Leave us a review. Someone left us a very hateful 1-star. And I know it was personal.
Oh, you know who it was?
No, I don't know who it was.
Oh, you're just out here throwing bows.
But I know it was personal.
Into the wind.
I know it was personal.
Love on us. Tell us we're pretty.
Please.
We don't ask for much.
Not at all. I mean, come on. We're the best freaking local podcast in Kansas City.
She said it. She said it. My name's Hartzell. Kitty.
Put some respect on my name.
Kansas City, we love you. We love you. We'll see you in the morning.
The KC Morning Show.
Whew, gonna do it again.
Run it back!